The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I would tell you about the new Munchkin stuff headed our way, but you've probably never heard of it before. This is the Munchkin Minute. Hello, everyone. It's Steven Schleicher for the Munchkin Minute. Steve Jackson Games has announced a couple of reprints coming our way in November, including Munchkin Impossible, the spy version of Munchkin, which has been out of print for a while now. In fact, if I remember correctly, it was one of the harder sets to acquire when we originally played the game a couple of years ago. The other set that is arriving soon, I guess in November, it's really weird how they write some of their press releases at Steve Jackson Games. The other set is Munchkin Zombies Deluxe, which includes the Munchkin Zombies game, but also includes 12 zombie standees and a track counter so that everyone knows where you stand. Kind of interesting about these Munchkin Deluxe games. It seems lately that Steve Jackson Games has been releasing its Munchkin games in the deluxe version, turning the card game into more of a board game. The upcoming Munchkin Steampunk game is going to be released initially as a deluxe version, and it seems every version of Munchkin is getting the deluxe treatment. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I want to hear from you. Is moving the Munchkin game into a more formal board game environment a good thing, a bad thing, or is it giving gamers a chance to choose while maximizing profits for the company? Use the comments section of the podcast posting page for this episode and share your thoughts. All right, hipsters, listen up. Our Munchkin of the Week this week is Ed, who wrote in to tell us about the upcoming Think Geek exclusive Munchkin Hipsters game. I'm going to read from you a little bit from the press release. It says, in partnering with Think Geek, Steve Jackson Games ensures that Munchkin Hipsters will reach audiences everywhere, no matter what brand of locally sourced organic coffee they enjoy or pretend to enjoy. Munchkin Hipsters is available first from Think Geek. This masterpiece of corporate brilliance is a 30-card booster with more hipster jokes than you can shake a mustache comb at. Now, when Ed sent this, he had asked if I heard of this. Well, Ed, not only have I heard of this, I already ordered the booster pack a couple of weeks ago, and it should be waiting when I return from Nerdtacular next week. All right, listeners, if you want to become the Munchkin of the Week, just send us news and information about Munchkin, Steve Jackson Games, or really anything else that's game-related that catches your fancy. And if we read it, you can become our Munchkin of the Week. Gen Con is kicking off this week. It's a busy week for a lot of us. And I know a lot of you are going to Gen Con. And I'm sure that we're going to get a flood of news about new products coming from Steve Jackson Games. But one that slipped out kind of early was the announcement of Munchkin Oz. That's the version of Munchkin based on the L. Frank Baum's Wizard of Oz series. The game will feature the same mechanics that we know from all the Munchkin games and should be a lot of fun. Now, here's the thing. I'm really hoping that there's a card in there that says we're not from Kansas anymore, but that if you are from Kansas, you actually go up a level. In a game between Rodrigo, Rob, Dr. Will, and myself, I would definitely be taking advantage of that card because, as you guys know, I need all the help I can get. Bad news, though, for Munchkin Oz is it's only going to be available at Target, which means I'm going to have to make some kind of a long trek to find it because we don't even have a Target within 90 miles of here. Munchkin Oz arrives in August. Well, there you go. That wraps it up for this installment of the Munchkin Minute. I want to thank each and every one of you who's become a Major Spoilers VIP. Your contribution helps us keep the lights on and the servers running month after month, and it allows us to give a little something to those who spend hours and hours contributing to the site's growth. If you like this show or any of the other shows that we produce for you on a weekly basis, we would really appreciate your support. You can become a Major Spoilers VIP at members.majorspoilers.com, and your monthly contribution can go a long way to help us grow. Thanks so much for your support. It really means a lot to me and everyone at Major Spoilers. I also want to give a shout out to Power Up Box. It's a monthly subscription box that offers all sorts of comic book and pop culture goodness. In fact, we even have a big button on the front page of Major Spoilers. If you use it to sign up, again, a little bit comes back our way. What kind of stuff is in the Power Up Box? Well, check out our unboxing videos that we have at our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video. That's youtube.com /majorspoilersvideo. And another cool thing is the PowerUp Box Company just launched the PowerUp Rewards page. It's a brand new referral program. All you have to do is it's set up so that when you refer 4 people to their service, you could earn a free box in a month. Sounds pretty cool. Go check it out. And let's not forget Amazon.com. Clicking that Amazon link at majorspoilers.com sends a small percentage of everything you purchase back to us. So if you're buying from Amazon, make sure you use the link at majorspoilers.com first. I mentioned Nerdtacular 2015 earlier in this Munchkin Minute. If you happen to be at Nerdtacular 2015 this weekend, that's July 30th through August 1st. Actually, yeah, it ends on August 1st. If you're going to be there in Salt Lake City, Utah, at the beautiful Snowbird Resort, be on the lookout for the Major Spoilers crew. Stop by, say hello, make sure you visit our panel on Saturday, where you can play some trivia and earn some really cool prizes, including, I think, we'll be giving away many copies of Loot Letter, so you're going to want to check that out. If you aren't attending Nerdtacular, well, I'm sorry, we're going to miss you a lot, but you can still watch all of the panels by checking out Alpha Geek Radio. Todd and the guys are going to be streaming all of the panels live from the show. All right, everyone, we are about to load up in a van and drive off to Salt Lake City. We'll be back next week, so take care, and we'll talk with you soon.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.